meeting. The time is now 5 p.m. The Warwick Finance Committee is open. May I have an acceptance, motion for acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held on October 3rd?
So move. Second.
I have a motion, I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. We are on to PCR 118-22, the bid package. Bid 2023-220, body-worn cameras, software, and associated equipment. Good evening, Commander.
Good evening. Commander Mike Lima, Warwick Police Department. It's my pleasure to be before you tonight on behalf of the police department to seek authorization to purchase Axon Body 3 cameras, commonly referred to as body-worn cameras, the associated equipment, user licenses, and software. First of all, I'm going to request that we amend the total spending authority from $953,750 and decreasing it down to $910,000.
Could you repeat those numbers for us, please, Commander?
All right. I'm going to decrease that spending authority. The original ask was $953,750, and we're going to decrease that down to $910,000. $910,000. Yep.
Thank you. Go ahead, Commander.
Okay. We're going to request using a 56-6 exception to bid to award this purchase to Axon Enterprises, Inc. For, again, that spending authority and that amended amount of $910,000. Axon pricing model makes all agreements 5 years in length, and the payments are spread out evenly over those 5 years. The total cost of cameras and associated products for the 5 years is going to be $814,584.40. The reason for the higher requested amount and spending authority is that the state of Rhode Island is providing the city of Warwick with grant funding to purchase the body-worn cameras. The grant funding is structured to give the department $1,750 per camera per year. We were awarded 104 cameras, which brings the overall total of that grant to $910,000. This is a 5-year contract slash grant, so each year the department will receive $182,000. The total cost of the camera and additional hardware, software associated with the cameras is $162,916.88 per year. The additional $19,083.12 left over each year will be used to offset manpower costs to run the body-worn camera program. If approved, this 5-year contract would be good from February 1st, 2023 through January 31st, 2028. Funding would come from budget code 363-0403, the body-worn camera program.
Thank you, Commander. And just for clarity, this is not city money. This is a state grant you receive that we will receive over the next 5 years. That the department applied for, received to purchase these 104 cameras that will be worn by our law enforcement personnel.
That's correct. It's 100% grant funded.
100%. Thank you. Councilman Gebhardt.
Commander, thank you. A couple questions on these. So the the first 5 years covered by the grant. Is this, so in year six, is it a repeat of year five, or do we own the cameras at that point, or is it sort of like the tasers?
So yeah, at year six, we can make up the decision. Are we going to keep these body cameras? Are we going to give them back? Is the state going to provide more funding, more grants, or are they going to throw it all on the cities to fund it? I don't have an answer for that right now, but at the end of the 5 years, we'll have to make that decision of what we're going to do moving forward with the program.
But are over the course of the 5 years, are we purchasing actual hardware that we would own, or is this all like a license, a licensing fee, almost like a rental?
Correct. It's like a rental. You're right. Like the tasers. You're correct. Yep.
Similar to tasers. Okay. Okay. That's helpful. I think that's all I had. Yeah. Thank you.
Any other questions from members of the council committee? I apologize. Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? I'll yield back to Councilman Gebhardt.
I just had a quick question about do the cameras help offset any insurance? Do they lower our insurance or any kind of liability or anything like that?
They do not.
They do not. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes. May I have a PCR? PCR 119-22-22-953. Just verifying something. So what I'm going to be looking for is a motion to amend this bid from $953,750 to $910,000, a difference of a deduction difference of $43,750.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. May I have a motion as amended on PCR 119-22?
I move favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Commander. Bid 2023-164, Shoreline Adaption Inventory and Design Project, Strand Avenue and Seaview Drive, Warwick, Rhode Island. Good evening, Mr. Kravitz.
Good evening. Here filling in for Mr. Vicente tonight. This project, as it says in your memo that you have to Pat Peschka, is for the Shoreline Adaptation and Design Project for Strand Avenue and Seaview Drive. And they are going with, Bill is recommending they go with the low bidder, who is Cardi, for $654,000. This is to construct the project next construction season. I should add, none of the funds used in these particular projects are direct from the city per se. They're all funded externally, either through grants or CDBG.
Thank you. So I appreciate and thank you for stepping in and helping your colleague out so that these projects can move forward. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Are there any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. Thank you, Director. Bid 2023-219, purchase of Ford Explorer Police Interceptor. This is found on page 22. Good evening, Major.
Good evening, Council. Major Andy Sullivan for the Police Department. The Police Department is seeking a 56-6 exception to bid for the purchase of 6 2022 model year Ford Explorer Police Interceptor vehicles. If approved, the vehicles would be purchased from McGovern Municipal HQ under the Greater Boston Police Council Cooperative bid at a per unit cost of $51,879.35. And a total cost of $311,276.10. The 56-6 exception to bid is due to the immediate availability of these vehicles and would increase cost anticipated for the 2023 model year production of the police interceptor utility vehicle. 2022 model year units are no longer in production, and the 2023s are going to be built in this month, actually. The 2023 model year units are estimated to increase by $5,000 to $7,000 each, thereby purchasing 6 of these remaining 2022 units, which are available for immediate delivery. Utilizing the 56-6 exception to bid is projected to save the city between $30,000 and $42,000 overall. The purchase of these 6 vehicles would be funded using APRA funds. budget code 510-0400.
Thank you, Major. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Are there any questions from members of the council on bid 2023-219? Councilman Lattisaw.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Major, including these six vehicles, how many vehicles will the city have purchased for the police department in calendar year 2022?
I don't have that figure in front of me, sir. I can get that for you if you wish.
Do you know how much money we have spent on purchasing new vehicles for the police department in 2022?
I do not.
These are the type of questions that, you know, you can pretty much anticipate me asking.
Yes, sir. I believe we made one major purchase last
month. Excuse me?
I believe we made one major purchase last March in the area of 600 and something thousand. That was a major purchase of a double-digit amount of vehicles.
Mm-hmm. These six vehicles that you're looking for our support on for $311,276, is that all in? Does that include the lettering, the emergency lights, the sirens, the lap station holders and everything else? Is that all in?
Yes, sir. That's all in the specifications.
That's all included?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do these six vehicles have the famous police rated pursuit tires?
Yes, they come the factory spec tires.
And you have that certification, right, that those are police rated pursuit tires?
Yes, that's how these are built, right out of the factory.
Okay, that's all I have. Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Major.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. I'm going to be supporting this item. I don't think that there's any secret that the Warwick Police Department, it gets as much life out of these vehicles as possible. The vehicles don't exactly have the same life expectancy as some of the vehicles that you or I might purchase privately for our own personal use. And then it's my understanding that police vehicles, whenever possible, are then have their police-specific equipment removed and are used by other departments in the city, correct?
That is correct, sir.
Given all of those facts, and although I certainly think it is important for this council to keep an eye on exactly how much is being spent by every department, especially in terms of capital purchases and vehicle purchases of that nature, I don't think that there's any doubt that these vehicles are very much needed, and I will be supporting this bid.
Thank you. Councilman Foley.
Thank you. Quick question.
Yes,
as far as the fire department goes, we're having issues with delivery of vehicles. When do you anticipate these vehicles to be in service for Warwick?
So, sir, this is part of the reason we went through this mechanism here, because these six were put aside pending tonight's approval. So this sitting, waiting, and ready for immediate delivery, which is a plus right now.
Thank you.
And one follow-up question, if you don't mind, Major, when they're equipped, when will they be ready for service, frontline service?
I estimate within 3 to 4 weeks. Again, all they need really is to be the, we provide the radio for them, the laptop, and some other minor things that are exclusive to our department that they need to install, and then they would be ready.
That's a great turnaround. Thank you, Major. Further questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. Next is bid 2023-087, remove and replace or repair roofs at DPW complex. That is found on page 28.
Good evening. Eric Earls, Public Works Director. So DPW is recommending the award to Commercial Roofing and Contracting, Inc. as the lowest responsible bidder for the removal and replacement of repairs to the roof at the Public Works Complex. The award amount requested is $286,000, consisting of the lump sum base bid, including add alternates 2 and 3. And they were the lowest of 4 bidders.
Thank you. Questions from members of the committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
When's the last time that roof was done, Director?
It's when it was new. I can't even go back as far. It's a patchwork up there. It was kind of one of the things they found out during investigation is that a couple of the drains up on the roof have actually been covered by recent work. So that creates a significant issue with ponding up there because everything's pitched to these drains that are now covered up from previous work. So at the end, I don't know. It's been a while.
Thank you.
Thank you. Council President McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, Director. I believe, is this the bid that our colleague here was very helpful with, Councilman Lattiser? Is this one of the bids that you worked on to help? No? Okay, I apologize. I was going to give you a compliment, so I'll save that then. Thank you. Dodged a bullet there.
Thank you, Mr. President. Any further questions from any questions from members of the council? Any further questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public on bid 2023-087? Thank you.
Thank you.
Bid 2023-223. Purchase trackless MT7. That is found on page 32. Hi, Christy.
Welcome back.
Good evening. Public Works is requesting to purchase a MT7 trackless machine from CN Wood in the amount of $236,808 with the ARPA funds. This machine is kind of a year-round item that we can use for brush cutting. We can use it for snow plowing, particularly with sidewalks. So it's very versatile for us, and we don't have anything like this right now that we can do those jobs with.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Just Councilman Gebhardt.
Thank you, Chair. Just a comment. I know that we have a lot of brush trimming needs in my area, and for the last probably 2 years, I've gotten the machines down, and I know you guys are doing it somehow, probably manually. But I watched the video on this thing. It's pretty cool. Like, you can do snow cleanup and all sorts of other stuff.
Yes, it's very impressive. It's not like anything that we have had. We've had the typical, flail mowers to do the brush cutting, but the one that we have is more out of service more than it's in service. So this is a much more durable machine for us to do multiple tasks.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Any other questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Foley.
Chairman.
Yeah. Asking for a friend, is there a possibility of a ride-along at some point?
I don't think it's a two-seater, but I can ask.
Thank you. Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you. Chrissy, how long will it take to get this chapter?
It will take approximately 60 days from 60 when we get the purchase order issued.
Thanks. We need it too.
Yeah. Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Lattiser.
I don't have a question on that, but before you move on to the next item, I'd like to make a request.
I didn't get to the public yet. You'd like a what, please? I'm sorry.
I say I don't have any questions on this item, but before you move on to the next item, I'd like to make a request.
Yes, sir. Are there any questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public. Councilman Lattiser, your request.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to request, when you're completed with this, if we could go back to the police vehicles because based upon the testimony that the major gave, or I should say answers to the questions I asked, I need to ask him to point out a few things on this bid, on this estimate for this vehicle.
Thank you. So what we'll do, I thought that was, I understand that you did say the request. I'm going to finish this up, but then I'm going to refer to the solicitor. Any other questions from members of the public on bid 2023-223? Thank you. Okay, solicitor, is that something that, since the committee approved it, the committee moved it forward, is that something that the councilman can bring up in discussion, or should we go back to revisit as a PCR?
We're still in committee on this bid package, and it's still a component of it, so it's in order if there's a consensus to return to the item.
Thank you. Members of the committee? No issue? Okay. So what's going on is we had a request from Councilman Lattiser to go back to bid 2023-219 for questions. Solicitor, we could do that now. We can go revisit a bid, or should I pull it for a PCR?
Unless it's being itemized, it sounds like there's just questions. No.
It's just a couple of clarifications I need.
Thank you. So in the time being, we're going to go back to the third item on the bid package, which is bid 2023-219, purchase for Explorer Police Interceptor, correct?
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. And thank you for coming back, Major. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Major. Major, I had asked the question if the bid for these vehicles, if it included the emergency lighting and the sirens and the lettering, et cetera, et cetera. And you said that it did, and you said it was on the, I think you said the quote sheet. Reviewing the quote sheet again, and I don't see those items listed on here, and maybe I'm not sure of some of the terminology. Could you point it out to me on this quote for $51,879.35 per vehicle, where it speaks to the emergency lighting, the brackets, the sirens, the lettering on the vehicle, Warwick Police Department, et cetera, et cetera. Could you point those items out to me, please?
Yes, sir. On the first page, for starters, I probably about three quarters of the way down, you're going to see Wayland Duo Legacy Package, Red, Blue, and Core.
I can't understand what you're saying.
I'm just reading off the list. Approximately three quarters of the way down the first page of the item specification.
Okay.
For the item for $44.50, that would be the main light bar.
Okay, that's the lighting. The Wheeland Duo Legacy Package, Red, Blue with Core. That's all the emergency lighting, all the lighting. And the tail lights, the front lights, the roof rack, etc. That's all of those lights.
Well, sir, that would be like the main light bar on top. And then further down, you'll see the last two items, for example. Well, actually, last maybe three or four items there. The Wayland under mirror light blue, that's one. The under mirror light red, that's another.
Okay.
The mirror beams V-series blue. That's another. There are others within the push bar, probably about two-thirds of the way down that first page, all the ones that start with the Wayland. Basically, all the Wayland items are a speaker or most likely a light.
Okay. And where does it speak to the lettering of the vehicle or vehicles?
That'd be the first page, about halfway down. Graphics per department spec, $695.
First page, halfway down.
First page of the specs, sir.
Yeah.
The quote page.
Speaks to graphics?
Yes. approximately 10 items down on the quote list. It says unit one or quantity one graphics per
graphics
per department spec $695.
Okay, so that's all the lettering that you would need for each one of these vehicles.
That's correct.
All right, thank you. Thanks for pointing that out.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Chairman.
So I'll just go around again just to keep it legal and keep our solicitor's blood pressure down. Is there any further questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you again, Major.
Thank you.
The next item up for bid is 2023-168. Purchase various new tires. This is DPW, and it's found on page 35. Hello again, Mrs. Moriarty.
Hello. Public Works is requesting to award the bid for automotive tires to Sullivan Tire Company in the amount of $100,000 for a one-year period, beginning January 1st, 2023, expiring December 31st, 2023.
Thank you, Chrissy. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
On comparing the two items from Sullivan Tire and Goodyear, I see where they're specking out at least what appears to be two completely different products. And what I don't see in the bid package is a copy of the specs that you were calling for on these tires. Specifically requesting, as an example, with the police department, a police-rated pursuit tire. I don't know why we don't have a copy of the specs in our package regarding this. Maybe that's a question for the finance department again. It might not be something that you have any control over. But I need an answer to that question. And I'm also asking why these two bids have completely different product specs, totally different pricing, and in many of the cases, a huge difference in the discounts, but yet the net prices sort of work out too close. So how does that happen? How do you know which tire is a better tire? How do you know that the Goodyear tire for the little bit of difference in some of these items isn't a better tire, because we have no specs to go by as to what you requested.
Excuse me, Council. If I could ask that all conversation please happen outside the chamber while there's the committee going on. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman.
I'm sorry, Mr. Moretti. Go ahead.
So the bid specifications are, I'm assuming you're looking for what the vendor submitted for their bid submission, as far as when you say you're looking for the bid specs, like what, I'm not really sure what you're asking for. What I can tell you is that Goodyear owns Bridgestone, Firestone, Wrangler. So they're all essentially Goodyear tires. And the information, there's actually a lot of information in the size of the tire. Our garage is very good. Sullivan Tire, we've been dealing with for longer than I've been doing this job. And we've never had an issue with their tires. So the Goodyear Commercial Center actually submitted a bid from Ohio, which is the corporate office for Goodyear. Sullivan is a distributor for Goodyear. So basically, they're bidding the same thing against each other, which doesn't really make any sense. But I think we also get, because of the state of Rhode Island bid with Sullivan Tire with Goodyear, we get a little bit of an extra discount through that as well.
But that's not what the specs say. Goodyear's specs is totally different than what Sullivan Tire specs is.
It says or
and
equivalent.
We've been going through this tire bid now for the 10 years that I've been here. And it's always an issue with the tires about something. And I know historically the department, respective department, or the finance department, somebody draws up a set of specs. I'm quite sure that your office just didn't throw something out there and said, hey guys, you know, give us a price on some tires. You know, here's the sizes we're looking for. Shoot us off some numbers. I'm fairly certain that due diligence would have been exercised in working towards a fair and equitable bidding process for these tires and not just leave it up to whoever wants to throw out a price and say, this is what I'm going to bid and I'm going to give you this discount. Because that's what it looks like here. It doesn't look like to me that both companies are bidding on the same specs.
They are bidding on the same spec. So,
where were the specs?
The specifications are for any bid are never included in the bid package. Specifications are advertised online. They're sent out via email to vendors, and that's what they bid on. This pricing page is actually part of our bid specification. And this is what...
So who puts out the bid? Finance? They put out the bid?
Purchasing does
via
the documents that I give them. Yes.
Purchasing. Okay, so purchasing puts out the bid. They also do the specs?
No. The department does this. I do the specs.
Okay. You send those specs to purchasing?
Correct.
Purchasing includes them into the RFPs?
Correct.
Okay. Can you send me a copy or have purchasing send me a copy of the specs? Because I'm still not understanding how there's such a huge disparity in prices. There's nothing in here that tells me they're bidding on the same tire or the same quality or the same anything. You've got a significant variation in list price, and it's not because necessarily one's a distributor and one's a dealer. And you got a huge difference in the discounts, but yet you come down to pretty close to the same net prices. I want to see that trail on how all of that occurred. So if you could send me the specs that were put out with the bid package and what was returned from these two bidders in terms of the description of what they were bidding, if there's something beyond what we see here.
And I just want to point out too that Sullivan Tire is the low bidder for the
I'm
items.
Sorry.
Sullivan Tire is the low bidder. That's why we're recommending them.
Who are you saying is low bidder?
No. Just for the record, Sullivan Tire
is low bidder.
Is low bidder.
I understand. I'm trying to determine how come Goodyear's list prices are so much higher than Sullivan's with a totally different description of tire. Something isn't clear, and I'd like to see it cleared up. And I'm sure, you know, between you and purchasing, we can, or at least I will get a copy of those specs. So I'll be able to look at this and compare it because something is not clear with this. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions for members of the council? Are there any questions for members of the public? Questions for members of the public? Thank you. The next item to be spoken on, thank you, Christy, is bid 2023-180 Alpha Police Personnel Uniforms. Good evening again, Major.
Good evening, Major Sullivan for the Police Department. The Police Department went out to bid for police personnel uniforms. Two bids were received, the first from Barney's Hat and Uniforms of Cranston, the second of Heritage Armory out of South Carolina. The Police Department is requesting the bid be awarded to Barney's Hat and Uniforms as they were the lowest overall qualified bidder. If awarded,
Funding would be authorized for the expenditure of an amount not to exceed $50,000. The contract would commence on December 12, 2022 and end on December 11, 2023. Funds would be derived from the Police Department's operating budget code 30-260, miscellaneous police gear uniforms.
Thank you, Major. Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Are there any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Thank you.
Thank you.
We come to the point now where I'm going to ask members of the committee, council, and public to identify a bid item you would like to discuss on the docket. So I'll give everyone a moment to do that. In the meantime, I have a request per the sponsor, if you will. I'm going to discuss bid 2023-224. I'm going to pull that for discussion. Yes, 2023-224. That is bid item number 12. Yes, thank you. I'm ready. Oh, I'm sorry. We'll go with the Councilman Foley first. Go ahead.
Thank you. 2023-181, item 19.
Thank you. Councilman Gebhardt. He requested item number 19, bid 2023-181. Yes, sir. Councilman Gebhardt, thank you. Councilman Gebhardt requested item number 28, which is bid 2021-226. Councilman Ricks.
I was also going to request item 19. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other items that the council would like to discuss? Councilwoman Travis. Do you have a number? Oh, okay. I see number 16. Okay, so 2023-225, purchase a 2001 E1 1500 GPM pumper. Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. I would like to pull out item number 10, 2023-185, found on page 62.
All right, hold on. You said you'd like to pull up item 10?
Yeah, number 10. It's yep. Item 2023-185.
Okay, thank
emergency
you.
Emergency lighting equipment, page 62. And also the last item, 29, it's 2023-231, roofing materials for 190 Range Road. And give me a second. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any items the members of the public would like, any bid items in the packet the members of the public would like to discuss? Are there any items within the bid package members of the public would like to discuss? Thank you. I'm just going to take about 30 seconds, organize my notes, and I'll be going, we'll go right in order. So Councilman Lattisor, we'll start you first, but just if you can just give me about 30 seconds to get my notes together.
Okay, the question would be on the item 2023-185, emergency lighting equipment.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so, one moment, please.
What's everybody laughing at? What did I miss? Yeah. Say what?
I asked you for 30 seconds. Just give me 30 seconds to get my notes together.
Oh, I thought you just like came right to me. I no, said that I was said, a quick 30 I said, seconds. I thought you were quick, Chairman.
We're going in order, so I just wanted to make sure that you know you were.
No problem.
Thank
I'll
you so
put
much.
Put the counter on 30 seconds.
Okay, I'm good. Thanks so much for your patience. You can stop the timer and begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You did really well. You did that in about 27 seconds. That's much better than I would have done. So, again, I have a question on 2023-185 emergency lighting equipment. Thank you, Major. Yes, that's found on page 62. So we have a description in here as to what this monies would be used for, and it's calling for siren, speakers, and flood scene lighting, motorcycle emergency equipment, et cetera, et cetera. I just want to circle back again because of the last bid that we did, and just on the record, ensure that none of this $10,000 will be used for the six new vehicles that we're bringing in.
That's correct, sir. As you can see, the price of that one light bar was $4,400 alone, so that would almost be half this budget. This is strictly for minor repairs and transitioning vehicles and compatibility issues, just some minor odds and ends.
Okay. Thank you, Major.
Thank
I'm
you.
Good, Chairman, on that one.
Thank you, Councilman. Questions, follow-up questions for members of the committee? Follow-up questions from members of the council. Questions from members of the public. Questions from members of the public. Thank you, Councilman. Next will be the item I requested to be pulled. This will also be Major Sullivan. Bid 2023-224, post-collision vehicle inspection training. This is found on page 72. You had a request to amend this, Major?
Yes, sir. After adjusting per diem for each officer for one day, adjusting it down and taking out gas, the overall bid is $150. The overall ask is $150 less.
Could you give me the numbers, the amended numbers?
Yes, sir. We are requesting it amend the funding down to $2,545.16. From the previous figure of $2,695.16.
2545.16.
Sir, yes, sir. The new price would be 2545.16.
Thank you. No, I'm glad you verified that. I wrote the wrong number. 2545.16. Yes. Thank you. Oh no, thank you. So, thank you so much. Are there any questions from the committee? Are there any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions on bid 2023-224 from members of the public? May I have a PCR? PCR 120-22. May I have a motion to amend?
So moved.
Second.
You want the dollar amount to amend it to?
Certainly. Thank you.
I move to amend to the amount of $2,545.16.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. May I have a motion as amended?
Move favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you so much, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we will go to bid 2023-225, purchase 2001 E1 1500 GPM pumper. This is found on page 102. This is requested by Councilwoman Travis. Councilwoman, you have the floor.
Chief, I know it's not a lot of money there, but I'm questioning the fact, though. I know it said that it's been inspected and stuff, but when was the last time that that pump was serviced? Did they tell you that? Or?
I'm sorry, Councilman, I couldn't hear the question.
I know, I don't have my mic on. I'm sorry. Here we go. I'm ready. Okay. I said, I know this isn't a lot of money, but my question is, and I know it was inspected by the DM, I mean, the Public Works, but what, did you talk to them, or what was the last time that pump was serviced?
I did speak to the chief of the Rehoboth Fire Department, which is the town we'll be purchasing this off of. They provided us with all of their service records. They had it maintained from the manufacturer, and they provided all of their service records. They had it maintained biannually for their oil changes and preventive maintenance and things of that nature. And our DPW did identify some relatively small issues that we're expected to find in a truck of this age. But overall, considering the price, it'll make a very useful reserve truck for us.
Okay, well, especially if you got the history with it, that's good. I was just curious when it got served, because I know a lot of times we get bids that says that they have to go out for bids because maybe our mechanics don't do the work or whatever. And I'm just concerned with a 21-year-old pumper if everything's in line.
They provided the service records for the engine as well as the testing for the pump and other components of the truck as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Members of the committee, Councilman Foley.
So am I right in understanding this is for like it's a pumper for where there is no hydrant nearby? You would pump out of a pond or the water?
Well, this would have the capability to do that. However, this is a standard pumper that will be used at, when one of our other pumpers is down for repair. Or in the case of right now, we have two that have been decommissioned that are using a reserve on a daily basis, waiting on those other two that are on order.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Members of the committee? Members of the council, Councilman Lattisor.
Mr. Chairman, not on this, but I'd like to add two more items to the question list, if I could, please.
Okay. We're going to get through this one first, and okay. Then we'll go right. I'll be Thank happy you. To do that. Thank you. Questions from the council? Questions from members of the public. Questions from members of the public. Thank you. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Councilman Lattisor.
Yes, I'd like to add 2022-254, firefighting vessel maintenance services.
Do you have a
number? And the other one would be 2021-277, portable toilet rentals.
18, thank you. And 14. Thank you. Okay, going back but moving forward, we're going to start with number 14. So 2022-254, firefighting vessel maintenance service. That is found on page 89. Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, Chief.
Evening.
So I'm not certain why you're asking for an additional $10,000 for doing the work on this boat. What is the size of this boat?
Now you're asking me boat questions, which I'm not too familiar with, unfortunately. Chief, you know what the size of it is? It's Marine Four. 34 foot.
A 34 footer. And you're asking to increase this an additional $10,000 with no change in contract dates to increase this award to $20,000. It says the services to be performed will include hauling, prep and paint, replacement of bushings, seals, and anodes. Similar services were performed last winter, and the fire department was extremely satisfied. I have no idea. And keep in mind, I'm a boater, and the boat is bigger than what you have. And I go through this almost yearly, the same things that you're referring to here. And it is not even close to $10,000. That's sanding the bottom, that's painting the bottom, that's stripping the running gear, that's changing the zincs, that's painting all the running gear, that's painting the bow thrusters, that's painting the through hulls and cleaning the through hulls. And it is nowhere near $10,000 a year. So why is this number so high?
Well, the bid that, so we're increasing it from 10,000 to 20,000. Of the $10,000, the services that were rendered to this vessel last year amounted to $9,227.09. And that the bid specs for that original bid specified those exact services. And there was two bids that were received at that time for those exact services. And Webster Marine was $8,111. There was some extra, obviously, once they pull the water jets apart, they find things, that additional services they need. The next closest bid was Safe Harbor at $23,034. So we thought it was a pretty fair price.
So to do everything on this list that you're talking about, with the exceptions of bushings and seals, and bushings do not need to be changed every year. My boat is 19 years old, and I have not had to change any of the shaft bushings or the strut bushings. The seals... Is this, does this have, I'm just blanking, pods on it, or is it a straight inboard, outboard, or inboard, or outboards?
It's a water jet?
It's a inboard? Water jet.
Yeah.
So
again, you're testing my marine knowledge.
Okay. No, I understand what that is.
And I think that's why the bushings are recommended annually. I know most of this stuff, this boat is funded by the Marine Task Force. So this is a state-funded boat. So they give us money every year. They give us this amount of money every year to provide these annual services. And they give us a list of the services that are eligible for that grant funding. And Lieutenant Vail, who oversees our Marine Division, writes up a list of all the services that are required every year per those specifications and per the manufacturer specifications. He estimated the services this year to be almost the same as last year, with the exception, he said, that we might not need the steer and shaft seals this year to be done this year again, because they were done last year.
The shaft seals.
Correct. But everything else that was
unless
done...
Unless this boat is run aground, right, or you've hit a rock or something, you're certainly not going to have to do those shaft seals every year.
But he said all the other services that amounted to over $8,000 last year will have to be done again this year.
How much were the shaft seal repairs?
You're going to make me look at a quote, and I'm not sure what I'm looking at.
You got 30 seconds, as the chairman said.
The shaft, well, they have seals and bushings together, unfortunately, at $1,196. Mm-hmm. But that's together. They're lumped in together.
I think those numbers are crazy for what it is you're doing. If you have other things involved in the maintenance of this boat, of the other functioning pots, maybe. But to say it's $10,000 to do all of these things, which doesn't include seals or bushings, is ridiculous.
Again, he expects it to be less than it was last year, which was $9,227, because we're not doing the seals. But he said that his recommendation was to add a little bit more spending authority in there, because he said once they pull those water jets apart, they don't know what they're going to find. So we don't want to have them pull the whole boat apart and then have to, you know, tell them, put it on hold. while that boat is out of water, this is our primary vessel, and then have to come back to you for more spending authority. You'd rather have the spending authority up front so that when he goes, when they, once they pull that boat apart, if there's some extra work that needs to be done, he can have authorized them to do it up to $10,000.
And where is this boat going to be hauled?
It's Webster Marine, which is in Bristol.
Which is where?
Bristol.
Why aren't we doing it local?
They didn't bid. This went out to bid, and only two bidders came back for the bid. It was Webster Marine and Safe Harbor out of Portsmouth.
And what are they charging you for the hauling?
That's, I believe, is included in the package. And I believe we can haul it there ourselves.
Yeah, this boat has a trailer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can trailer it there, so
yeah,
we shouldn't
be paying
any hauling.
Yeah, I believe we haul it there ourselves. But they do have vessel haul, and it's $385 if we wanted them to haul it.
Now, that's a reasonable number. $350 to $400 is your typical number for what we call a short haul.
Right. All their services are broken down on the original bid that was spec'd a year ago. And they agreed, because they were still within that first year of the contract, to keep the same price in for this year. That's why we're trying to get that vessel in a little early before the season starts, where they get start to get backed up on their maintenance.
And when will this boat get launched again?
That this bid expires on January, so I'm assuming he's going to want to get that in within the next day, you know, within the next 30 days or so. Once this increase gets awarded in the next week or two, he's going to probably get it over there as soon as possible. I think he's trying to beat the rush of the boats coming in the winter.
This boat remains in the water year round.
Year round, yes.
And where it is docked is here in Warwick.
Correct.
And that water is aerated around that boat during the winter?
Unsure of the answer to that one.
It's significant. You need to know that. Because if that boat's being stored in the water, especially with an air drive boat, you need to be sure that that water is aerated. Because if that thing's freezing around that boat, you could have a whole lot of problems.
I got all the confidence in the world that Lieutenant Vale, who is very good at what he does, if he was concerned with the situation, he'd rectify the situation.
Okay. You just might want to check on that.
I will, as
some friendly advice, pay real close attention to the numbers that they're charging you, because unless there's something that is not included in this position paper, that's a wild number, a 10 grand. Thank you.
Will do.
Thank you. And just for my clarification, this approving authority, the spending authority, is up to $20,000, but we are reimbursable. Rhode Island Emergency Management will reimburse whatever amount to $20,000, correct? Or whatever the amount is to repair.
Correct. This year we're slated for $10,000 in preventive maintenance for this, fully 100% funded by the state.
100% funding. All right. Yep. Thank you,
Mr. Chair. Yes. Thank you. So, with that discussion that just took place about reimbursement, I get it and I understand about the reimbursement, and in the sense of financial things, and some people's eyes, that means it doesn't cost us anything. If we don't have to spend 10 grand on something and spend six instead, that's $4,000. That grant could be used for other things. Mm-hmm. And to me, it doesn't make sense to kind of put that out there. And I'm not suggesting that you did, Chairman. This is something that just happens, in the business world. You put it out there, and, oh, don't worry about it. The insurance company's paying for it. Let's pat it on there. That's not what we want to see happen here. And I think it's important for us to challenge these numbers when these numbers come up, and they just don't make sense at all. Thank you.
My question was directly to the, since we're increasing the spending authority, does that also get reimbursed? That was my question. Thank you. Are there any other questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. The next bid item that is up for discussion is number 18, found on page 109. That's bid 2021-277,
Portable Toilet Rentals. Councilman Lattisaur.
Thank you, Chairman. I'll wait for the director.